Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Today we'll talk about some basic fall harvesting, and these are plants and that we've find in our farm fields, and you know our ancestors planted these as well. And so we're going to kind of look at the dates of fall harvest and what plants do we get in the fall. First off, let's look at autumn, our fall season, season of the harvest, season when we reap what we've planted in the spring, time for our family and our friends and all to gather and nature's beauty and bountiful fruits and vegetables and grains and nuts. What do we like to harvest in the fall? Are we grateful for everything that we eat? Do we say thank you? Do we give back and do we share? So during the fall, the colors on the leaves change brilliantly and the air gets a little cooler and crisper. And so this is the time that we all decide to cleanse ourselves and kind of get rid of the old and get ready for the new and start getting things in order for keeping ourselves safe also during the winter months. And so fall reminds us of the flexibility and the adaptability of staying healthy and balanced during our four seasons. So we're going to talk about some dates. So we'll look at a few plants and see when they're harvested in the fall and the dates that they're harvested. Let's start out with our corn. I love sweet corn. I love corn. You know, we plant that in the spring. We wait for it. And how our ancestors knew that the corn was good was when the goldenrod was ready, they knew that the corn was ready to harvest. And that is excellent, you know, because a lot of our teachings are going with when you go look for a plant, you can look for other plants similar within the same area. And with harvesting, they also, our ancestors also read through other plants when their gardens would be done and when their growths would be done, when rice would be ready. And so corn is harvested between August 8th and September 7th. And that's when we can always go to the farmer's market and get some really excellent corn. And do you know that you can actually freeze your corn? You boil it and freeze it throughout the winter so that you can have fresh corn all year. I love corn. Corn is one of my favorite vegetables, straight off the cob. So corn is harvested August 8th through the 7th of September. And we can see this happening if we go past the farmer's areas that grow the corn, and it's just beautiful. I've never been actually in a corn field, but someday I'm going to be. But I would love it. It's beautiful. And a lot of the corn husks they use to make dolls. And this August 8th date to September 7th, this is for our corn that we're going to eat, our grain, our corn that we're going to eat ourselves, because there's another date out there. And this is September 8th to October 10th. And this is our corn that's for the animals. We're going to store it in the silos. We're going to give that to our animal friends, our deer, our cows, our cattle, you know, and the horses, everything that eats the corn. I get it for the deer. And so what about hay? Hay for alfalfa. Because we love the hay for alfalfa and we feed that to our horses a lot. And that is harvested October 15th through November 12th. And we have other hay too, that's September 15th through October 10th. But what about oats? You know, I love oats. I eat oatmeal. We use oats for our bread. And so when they get their oats out, that is during August 1st to August 26th, they will be harvesting the oats. And our potatoes are harvested September 16th through the October 12th. And our rye is July 28th through August 20th. That's the earliest of our falls. And our soybean, October 4th to the 21st. And our sugar beets from October 3rd to October 18th. And then we have our wheat, you know, and there's kind of different times during the seasons that you can harvest wheat that we'll see them pretty much doing it all year round. You do it in the summer and you do it in the fall, maybe even a little in the spring. So tobacco is a huge fall harvest, you know, and we got to think about when we say fall harvest, like where do we live in the country? Do we live in California? Do we live in New Mexico? Are we in Arizona? Do we live in Minnesota? So depending on where you live, these also will depend on what kind of foods that you can harvest. So tobacco was harvested and it's grown, and tobacco has very little tolerance to frost and freezing temperatures. So the seeds are usually sown during the late winter and early spring. And then we harvest. Dates are governed largely by latitude. And so again, where I say, where do we live and where do we need to harvest our plants from, what time and when during the year? Sugar beets require plentiful and well-distributed moisture and moderately cool weather during its growing season. So most seeds are seeded during March to May and harvested September to December. And peak harvests in October. But that wouldn't work for us. That's in California. What about soybeans? Soybeans are processed into oil and meal in the main soybean producing area is actually Mississippi. And we have rye. Rye is gradually declining over the past 100 years. And it's used as a winter crop, pasteurized and then plowed under as green manure. And only about 24% of this, and this is 1996, was harvested for grain. So rye intended for grain is usually planted in the fall and harvested during the late spring or early summer months. And most of the rye is produced in the northern plains and southern plains, with the exception of Georgia. And our rice, you know, we have beautiful rice out here in Minnesota and on our tribal lands. And we harvest that in the fall, in September. And that reharvests itself because, luckily, with all our family and friends that go out there, they don't destroy the land and they don't destroy the rice beds. And so they know how to harvest and keep that coming for next year. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.